All right, let's get headlines. We are juggling a lot of balls today on this Tuesday. We'll get headlines. We're going to get some Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday. So headlines here. Start out the hour with Alejandro Solana. The next 52 minutes is all yours. Go ahead.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks tonight. Los Marlins. They're back at home. They'll play the Angels tonight, and tomorrow, 6:40 p.m. is your first pitch. It's a sandy night.
Yeah, Sandy Alcantara tonight. Be throwing some balls against Shohei Ohtani. And who else? Mike Trout? Mike Trout's on the Angels, right?
He is.
There you go.
Can you name anybody else on the Angels?
I almost couldn't name Mike Trout.
It's the best player in baseball.
I know.
Man's in them.
Adrian Wojnarowski, by the way, we're talking about the NBA.
Noah Syndergaard.
He's pitching tonight, yes.
Yeah. There you go. I thought he was on the Mets.
He reported that the Nets are asking for an all-star and several first-round picks for Kevin Durant, but he also says the trade market is still taking shape.
All right.
Earlier today, TJ Warren agreed to a one-year deal with the Brooklyn Nets.
Monty Harrison is on the Angels. He used to be on the Marlins. Remember him?
Monty.
Remember him? No? Anybody?
I remember no. I remember Monty Harrison, but just a random guy you would remember.
It was. It was a random guy, but I think it was last season. I think it was last season. He had like a couple decent games.
The Miami Heat, they're currently in action right now in the California Classic. They're beating the Warriors 51-38 at halftime. They've lost their first two games in the California Classic. They'll start their Las Vegas Summer League schedule Saturday night.
Oh, Monty Harrison was on the Marlins during the pandemic year. Remember when they went to the playoffs? So in 32 games for Miami, he hit 170 with one home run and three runs batted in. And during that Cubs playoff series, in the wild card series, he pinch ran and had a stolen base. So maybe you want to put together a little montage or something for his return to Miami, Solana.
I'd rather just play Corey Dickerson joining our
That's
show.
That's really why I was looking at the roster. I was begging and praying that Corey Dickerson would be on the roster.
We missed it. The Marlins.
No!
The Marlins played the Cardinals last week. You were off. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Rafa Nadal, Nick Kyrgios, and Taylor Fritz, the American, all advance to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. They'll play tomorrow. Nadal will play the American Fritz tomorrow morning. Novak Djokovic, he trailed 2-0 today versus the Italian Sinner. Came back, won 3 straight sets. He advances to the quarterfinals as well.
That hurt you.
It does. I don't like Novak.
All right.
Inter Miami, they got a point yesterday versus Dallas FC. They're 1 point out of 8th place, 3 points back of the 5th seed. They'll play Orlando on Saturday.
All right, very good.
You guys see this funny story? Mike Greer, he's named the general manager of the San Jose Sharks in the NHL. So it happens to be Chris Greer's brother who played in the NHL, and he's going to become the first black man in NHL history to hold that position of general manager. And there was a funny tweet. Jalen Phillips of the Dolphins quote tweeted the announcement, and he said he thought Chris Greer left the Miami Dolphins because they look so alike.
Right, because they're related.
They're brothers.
But the way that you know it's Chris Greer is the dude rocks the suit with the hat. And the picture of Mike Greer did not have the suit with the hat. It was just a suit. I immediately knew it was not Chris Greer because Chris Greer, he has, man, captured a look, a suit, and a baseball hat. Always. And he looks good doing it. Doesn't look silly.
I'm telling you. And listen, I've known Chris Greer. Like I told you, Chris Greer came to University of Florida to interview me in 2004. And he had on a damn baseball cap. When I got to the Dolphins, he had on a baseball cap. To this day, I've seen him maybe twice without a baseball cap on.
Somebody texts in, where's Aronde Gadsden? Usually joins us on Tuesdays. He's taking the week off, and he will join us next Tuesday, where we will be at Twin Peaks, by the way. We'll be back at Twin Peaks next Tuesday, and Aronde Gadsden will be out there with us.
Finally, guys, I know we mentioned Stranger Things in the last hour, but they set a record. The first part of Stranger Things on Netflix, season 4, had 7.2 billion minutes of viewing time.
Ooh.
in 1 week, making it the highest weekly total for any streaming show. They also have the highest two-week total with 12.34 billion minutes. They released the second part of season four. That also did incredible numbers.
Yeah, it was pretty pretty amazing series. Pretty amazing season.
Should I start back up? Because when they got to the upside down world, I kind of fell off.
Fell off? Wasn't that the first episode of season one?
No, it was like the end of season one when now he's going and everything's falling through holes.
I mean, the whole thing is about the upside down. I mean, it's like saying I lost interest in Scarface when it became a movie about drug dealing. Like, I mean, it's the whole
concept. They did drugs in Scarface?
You didn't get that far either, huh?
I don't know. Upside down world turned me off. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not a sci-fi fan, and I think because we all had a lot of time during the pandemic and – man, I just love that show, but I thought this season four was phenomenal. Like, they use music in a way that is so unbelievably creative. The end of the first episode of this second chapter was Separate Ways by Journey, you know, when they're walking up to the house. It's Max. I have no spoilers, but I mean, the music is just phenomenal. And Solana played Kate Bush running up that hill earlier.
Man, that song is such a banger. Crowder, I don't know if you're deep enough for the upside down.
It's a great point.
I might not be. Is the bald head girl 60 now?
She's just about. They're all old. It's like, it really is funny watching them play these kids. It's like when I watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High, like, you know, I watch it now and I'm like, Forrest Whitaker is 35 years old. Of course he was dominant on the football field. The guy had already been to six Pro Bowls.
Left the league.
Damone was a roadie at that point for like Led Zeppelin for 8 years. What was he doing in high school? All right, let's finish up here so that we can get to Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday.
I'll get to weather. It's sponsored by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com is the website. Free consultations 24/7. Call 866-954-MORE. Still partly cloudy. Still hot. Humid. It's summertime. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.